Everybody, welcome back. So take a deep breath in and gently release. So thank you for starting off with helping us all feel centered.
Yeah, you're welcome. Absolutely. This is what we're here to do, be centered and to play.
Yes, it is. So, definitely we got to play tonight because we got to play with being in the flow right away. Well, that's never happened.
There's always firsts for everything.
It's always a first. Trying to do too many multitask functions. Actually, what's happened is that my controller board that I see when we're facilitating the call, they've totally revamped it and everything is new, and I've been using the same service for many, many years, and it looks really pretty on the back end now. Before, it was very technical looking on the back end, but they changed around certain buttons. So before, I would go to a specific area to start and restart on a same call so that everybody would get separated recordings. Well, they changed it, the location. So the location now for where it used to be is now the end the session button. So, of course, I just blindly did it out of habit for many years, then realized, where'd everybody go? So the joke was on me. So thank you, everybody. Like I said, when we do, by tomorrow, when this goes out, it will be put together as a three-part so that you don't have to go to three different links to get three calls. Okay. So, anyway, back to tonight's topic, which is accessing your higher self. And thank you, Franco, for doing the focusing and centering your mind, because I know we've missed those little meditations. Let's go back to, you know, there's a lot of amazing programs out there about accessing higher self and being more in tune with higher self. Or as we talked about in the beginning also is, you know, having your soul come back in, because a lot of people we're finding have souls that, you know, take little vacations to kind of maybe get a little bit bored and walk away and aren't in, or people feel vacant. So the retreat is on accessing your higher self. And we've talked about before how, because of all the stuff that's happening today and the pace of change, that has become more and more important. But also that because there's so much going on and everybody seems to have so many things hitting them at once, it may be more challenging to connect and access your higher self. So I know that in the retreat you'll be going over it. And for all those that are listening, just also know that you can attend in person, June 9, 10, 11, and also if you cannot make it in person, because our community is international, is you can attend via live stream. So what I did do for those of you, and we'll resend it out, is for those of you that are got on the new webcast link, you'll see that I already set up at the bottom where it says get retreat information here. If you click that in, that will port you right over to the full page for information. If not, no worries. I will send that out once again with tomorrow's replay information, okay? But so no worries if you cannot fly in, because you can attend via webcast. I'm sorry, the live streaming, which is a great way to partake, be involved, and really feel like you're there. All right, and without having to pay an expensive plane fare. Although if you want to come, you're absolutely welcome to. June is a beautiful time here, and especially where it's located, where you're deep innate, you're surrounded by beautiful nature. Okay, so that little aside, just to come back to, we talked about, you know, the importance of being able to quickly connect and access your higher self, and how, you know, right now, maybe let's call it interference, in the sense that there's so much going on and life seems even faster and more complicated than before. So, Franco, honey, how will the retreat assist people differently or in a new way, or to reconnect that, you know, maybe they're not doing so right now.
Okay. Well, as I cover that, I want to mention one of the things of how we came up with this accessing our true self. We check all the time to see what people need on a collective scale. And one of the things that came up is that there seems to be a lot more disconnect happening because of all these intensities that are taking place. And even these waves of energy that are coming through and a lot of triggers and stuff that's going on, the purpose is to kind of shed what, you know, we've defined ourselves or carried as a program or anything of that nature as part of an adopted idea and whatever else is taking place, so that we can have a better, stronger connection with our higher self. Because we're not here to have just a human experience isolated. Because we do. That's one part. Because, I mean, I can get into more details at another time, but in essence, the key here is with what is taking place, whatever we experience on a human perspective, like in physical form, not only is advancing our soul, it's also creating an advancement of the human experience, or what some people call the human species. There's a reprogramming by what you're experiencing and so forth. However, the best way to do that, the more efficient way, was to feel, to actually engage a higher perspective of yourself, which is your true self, your higher self, as other people refer to, in the experience. So you bring that into the human experience, and what it does, it advances the human experience. So you're kind of rewriting, reprogramming, and bringing it to a level where it hasn't been experienced for a very long time, specifically with this series of physicalities. At the same time, it's rewiring, reprogramming the mind's functionality, the neural pathways, but also at the same time, it's actually rewiring and or upgrading the DNA and the genetic codes and so forth. And then because that's all connected, it actually streams in all directions, being it goes back, because most of our genetic, what we call our DNA, are kind of foreign DNA that comes from, you know, different races and so forth. I won't get into details, and I know I've covered some of this before. So one of the things when we were checking in what would be best at this point in time, the very powerful thing that came up was that many people are having challenges connecting with their higher self, connecting with their true self. And they're losing themselves in the human experience, which is basically limited in some way. So like we were saying before, and you mentioned the fact that we actually lose connection to our higher self or our soul, whatever it is. Now, we have several different levels of connection. One of the connections is, you know, directly from our soul, which we end up using, you know, our heart chakra through. But we have a, you know, through that, we also connect to our twin soul. So we have a secondary source of consciousness that we can stream. And a lot of times our twin soul is on another planet or off planet, or maybe at a, having a different experience in another part of the planet. It might even be in our part of the planet, but we haven't connected with, and some have and haven't. But, you know, you're streaming at a pure state their experience. So we're bringing that in. Then there's also the other levels where we actually connect with our soul family, which are basically different souls that we have that are all streamed and connected more directly. And there, most of them are on, of course, different dimensional planes, different experiences. Some have been here many times, others haven't, but they can give you a different perspective and so forth in higher consciousness. And, of course, we have access to source consciousness, and then we have different levels of consciousness. One of the things kept coming up was the fact that because of all the intensities coming through and the emotional charges being triggered so intensely, and we get caught up in a very intense state of reaction, we kind of block out these connections. We block out our essence. We kind of go to a point of amnesia of who we even are. Now, there is already a level of amnesia existing from the moment that you came on the planet. But at the same time, even though we have the amnesia of not remembering who we are, we've also had that level of communication that's always there. It's that, you know, that peaceful, quiet voice that keeps coming in and kind of giving you tips and different observations and so forth. And it comes very peaceful. It doesn't have a reactive mode. It doesn't use the emotional component. It doesn't use fears. I mean, you can feel like very comfortable and relaxing energy coming from it, but it is basically coming through and sharing different things that you need to observe or to utilize as part of that experience. With all of this that's going on right now, even though that's still happening, it is kind of drowned. And you don't even feel it. You don't hear it. You feel totally isolated, like we were saying earlier. And in that isolation that is taking place, we really get deeply, deeply lost in our human experience. And then at that point, we just become a conditioned response mechanism. So in essence, we're just responding to programs, triggered, whatever you want to call it, but actually it's just conditioned responses. And at that point in time, you know, a lot of times if it becomes very uncomfortable or very repetitive, of course, our connection seems to, it doesn't sever, but it actually distances itself. So you're not feeling the full force of the energy that's being streamed, but you're also not even getting the communication because the communication becomes quieter. So the theme that kept coming in is that right now, with all that's happening, the best way to actually navigate much more freely and quickly through it is to start utilizing more of our true essence, or what we call our true self or our higher self, because then we will use not only the energies that have been transmitted, but even the consciousness to come through. And that consciousness will help us shift into an observer state rather than a reactive state. And not only going into that, but also have the wisdom to actually recognize what is taking place. I mean, we have experiences because there's stuff that we want to complete, we want to learn from, we want to expand with, we want to utilize as also as a tool. Because whatever we are experiencing individually, or what looks like individually, we are also an expression of the collective. So whatever we're learning, expressing, and experiencing is also enhancing the collective one way or another. Now, there are times that we are so open to the fact of experiencing something more intensely, we also allow part of the collective to flow through. So we're actually getting a much stronger impact in the experience. So, for example, if we wanted to have an experience of being emotionally wrapped up in a situation that might look very small on a larger perspective, but may seem a little bit more intense in the human perspective when we lose track of why we're even here or doing whatever we're doing, as we allow other collective energies to come through and the collective consciousness, but also the collective program to come in, that becomes even more intensified. And we can really have what we call meltdowns. We can have a very accentuated experience and so forth. Now, with that, all of that is serving in one way or another. However, if we start streaming this higher aspect of ourself into it, we can move through it a lot faster. We can actually reprogram it in such a way where it does not have to have the same reactive response. It will become much more observant, but not only that, much more conscious of how to navigate through it and gain whatever it needs to gain and then use it to upload in the collective. So it actually creates a whole change within the collective stream. So you could see how all of it place. And with all of this taking place right now, once again, the more we can access our higher self, the more we are able to become a more stronger facilitator, but also to move through all of this. Because many of us want change, want to change our journey, want to change the human experience altogether. Because, I mean, right now we're a time of transformation. We are completely transforming and completely upgrading the human experience and the human playground called Earth. And planet Earth, Gaia, whatever you want to call it, is doing everything possible to support us, even in our backward way of playing the game still. We have the animal kingdom that is supporting us and wanting us to assist. We have also all these beautiful other creatures on the planet, including, you know, nature itself. All of it are sentient beings. All of it are sharing and part of us and supporting us. But then we also have all these other souls that have come from other planets that have never been here, carrying all these energies. We have all these other also inputs that are coming in and streaming from our own solar system, from other planets and so forth. But at the same time, we're also having all this support that's coming from our solar system and the galactic solar system and so forth, and also coming streaming in from the inner planet too. So there's a lot going on to support us. However, we're the ones that are actually doing the transformation through our own experience and bringing in our higher aspect of ourselves, our higher self, our true self. By doing that, we can do it much more efficiently. And we want the change, but we want to also at this time not to keep getting stuck. And the stuck state has served, but it doesn't need to be that way any longer. So the theme, when it was coming up, was if we can access our higher self much more clearly, then we will be able to stay on track. And not only stay on track, we'll be able to flow through it without being so always heavily triggered by our emotions, but also our old programs. We'll still be able to see it, we'll be able to move through it, but we'll be able to reprogram it and also dissolve lots of it through that. With that theme, when we tuned into it and we're looking at it, I've noticed that even with people that are accessing more of their higher self, are actually more peaceful, much more fluid, much more playful, and they can actually see the beauty and the perfection of everything that's playing out. The other thing is, too, by accessing your higher self, you do not see the world's dance that's taking place at this time as something horrible. Okay? Yes, it's intense. Yes, it's polarized. Yes, it does feel chaotic. And the intensities of these polarities, as they continue to increase, do, you know, play a very powerful role for us, but it does not need to maintain in that sense. So the more we are tuned and also accessing our higher self or true self, the much more feasible and easy it becomes to be able to play with all of this. And then you're not charged by what's happening and what the media is saying or what is going on in your family dynamics and so forth. When you're coming from a higher access perspective of your true self and true higher self, not only do you become more aware of the dance and everything else, you carry a very different energy, and the energy is very peaceful. The energy is very, and sometimes the energy, as much as it's peaceful, may trigger other people. But at the same time, the energy is so peaceful that no matter where you are, you create a radiating energy of peace for everybody that's involved in your life. So if you go into a very intense family dynamics, guess what? Your presence there will also help them actually become more relaxed, but much more open too. And then when you are speaking from a perspective of your higher self, your true self, you're helping their true self to create inroads and openings for them so that they can also better communicate with each of these other aspects of yourself in your family dynamics. Now, the more to do that, the more that's being streamed in the collective and the more that we are changing or becoming more effective in changing the human game and also the game on the planet. Now, as much as there's all of this stuff going on, you know, people talk about all the, you know, negative stuff that's going on in respect to, you know, the intensities of, you know, the unrest on the different countries, the potentiality of wars, the potentiality of, you know, major compromisation. Of course, there's also this whole idea and understanding that, you know, we're being manipulated, that we're being played with, and that, you know, there's all these negative agendas and so forth. And as much as that, what it seems like on a human perspective, and even though on a spiritual perspective it is playing in a very darker polarized state, we're not going to get engaged in it. However, we're going to transmit in such a way where it actually starts to break it down. Because, I mean, and it's been said before, that all the ones that are playing those particular roles are waiting for us to get it, for us to finish our part so that they can actually be relieved of their responsibility or the role that they're playing. And now when you're talking about the family dynamics, when we even go back to that, the family dynamics, a lot of them are playing different roles so that we get it. You know, so let's play the intensities. So in essence, the moment that you become a change catalyst by just being your true self, or more of it in the human experience, it actually creates a shift within themselves in each of the playmates in your family dynamics. And they are waiting. They're waiting not only for you to get it, but for them to be able to have an example, or what you can call a role model, of that higher perspective that you are emanating as you go through it. So we found that the message that was coming through was very powerful, that, you know, this is a key thing that will help right now. And 2017 is pretty charged, so there is more stuff coming through in the sense of intensities only to aid us to move forward. However, what better way than to access our true self? And like you said, Antonio, there are many other programs of stuff coming through that will help us connect with our higher self. What we're going to be doing in the retreat at this point in time is we're going to give you the understanding, we're going to access the energies that will help us to flow through it, but at the same time we're going to do processes that will enable you to be able to better connect with your higher self and actually have communication with your higher self. And to be able to even present to your higher self, or what you call true self, certain things that you want to experience and understand and shift from or shift through, to be able to have that dialogue and to have that take place. To aid that, we'll also be doing meditations. We're going to be connecting with nature. This is kind of a whole experience that is bringing every aspect possible. I mean, there's more to that, of course. But, you know, to within the time frame, to be able to not only ground yourself, and what we're doing about grounding is even grounding with the connection of the energy of the planet, but we're also grounding to our true self. And what I say grounding is to create an operating baseline of that true self that you are. To kind of recognize and see that you do have this other aspect of yourself that's always been there and is the part that is immortal, the part that actually travels from planet to planet, that travels through dimensions, travels even in your sleep state, to have access to that. So the whole retreat is based on that part of it, is just to complete that reconnection, to be able to really maneuver through it, and to create a more closer intimacy with that higher aspect of yourself. With some of the processes and everything that we'll be playing with, you will be not only accessing, but you will be experiencing a transformation in your physical self, your mind self, and also on some of the programs that, you know, have prevented you from being able to access it, to start dissolving it. And in many cases, we'd be able to dissolve it completely or a lot of it. It's also an environment where we actually get away from our regular pattern of life and to step into something very nurturing, very supportive, to be providing you as an opportunity to access that much more easily. So that's what part of the event is about, is to create the energy and to guide you through it and to be able to have that connection, but support it at the same time. So not only am I supporting with you and working with you individually, again, as a transmission, but also at the same time to connect with other souls that are participating at this time, during the event. Plus, the fact that we're going to be holding it on the 9th to the 11th, which is another wave of energy that is very conducive and very supportive of what we're going to be doing there. So you're going to even have that part of it. So a lot of times, no matter where you are, you're going to feel that energy coming through. If we can harness it and organize and utilize it during the retreat, then it will advance you and assist you tremendously. And that's what we're also choosing to create during that that period of time. Now, we're holding it at a specific retreat center that is surrounded by nature. So we're away from the city energy. We're surrounded by 200 acres of nature with beautiful streams flowing through it. And again, that's all conducive. We also have the opportunity to be able to connect with one another and be within each other's energies, but also to connect with Gaia, to connect with the energy of nature and have a communication with nature's higher aspect of itself, because nature has a lot to communicate for us or with us. Because if you look at nature, nature is very fluid. Yes, it may seem like there's certain reactions and so forth when we have some strong weather patterns or certain movement in the planet itself. But even that part of it, it does not, you know, when you look at Gaia, when you're connecting to the energies of the planet is not rebelling. The planet is not reacting. The planet is actually supporting us, even when it has to shake the ground or erupt volcanoes, or when it has to move large bodies of water, or, you know, assist many souls to depart or to have some intense experiences. It's still all part and parcel of the dance. It's not doing anything that is not conducive in one way or another. But it also wants to communicate in a sense, because it, planet Earth has already achieved fifth dimensional consciousness. It's already transmitting that energy. Now, it is still allowing us to be able to, you know, play the game within the 3D and the 4D, whatever you want to call it, at this point, because you have both, in addition to the fifth, but it will communicate with you too. So this is why the being in nature is very nurturing. The food that we provided will also be very supportive, because all of it is prepared on site with a tremendous amount of love, with a lot of supportive energies. It's all food that, for the people that are participating live, would be all food that would be not only prepared with that energy, but it's also coming locally, and it's also as natural as possible. And, of course, we're aiming for, or the center itself promotes vegetarian and vegan, also because it has a certain energy that will help us with the retreat. Now, during the retreat, we'll be also exploring, you know, the facts of who we truly are, and actually give us the opportunity to feel that essence within ourselves, to feel that essence. So some of the processes will allow us to go into that space of who we are and feel it and be part of it, and also to trigger our own knowing within ourselves, expanding that knowing, accessing the energies that come with the knowing, and also have tools to access that knowing on demand. So as you're going through life, you can just fire it up, that part. Now, it's always there, but you can actually bring it to the forefront so that it actually shifts your perspective and your viewpoint tremendously. It also gives you the opportunity, we're going to play with how to activate your living in the present moment, in that moment of awareness, to be able to actually be the observer. Also to be able to access the higher self's point of view in anything that's playing out in your life, so that you can whenever certain things are playing out in your life that may seem devastating, may be intense, maybe, you know, you get lost in, you can bring your higher self's perspective into it. And that tremendously shifts whatever you're experiencing. Besides accessing your own wisdom, we're also going to play with dispelling limiting beliefs, perceptions, and limiting access of authentic self. You know, how to be our authentic self. Because, I mean, the most powerful state that we can be is in our authentic self. Because then you are expressing and experiencing what you came here to experience. With the realization that that's always constantly changing. Because our authentic self is progressive. It's expansive and is always changing. It's not that who I am is this and it's stagnant. It is very fluid. You're always constantly upgrading. The same way that we have upgraded our purpose on the planet. Yes, we came here to play. Yes, we came here to experience life. Yes, we came to evolve. We came to do a lot. But we also have different purposes that we have taken on as a role player on the planet. So we're also going to be playing with the fact of accessing what our current journey and purpose on the planet is. And that we'll get to play with that also. And, you know, also with part of the process, we're going to also look at letting go or moving out of the automatic default responses, breaking certain patterns and conditions, and learning really how to listen to our inner voice, which is basically our higher self, or what we can call our true self. And we're going to do that with various tools, processes that we're going to be working with one another. We're also going to be using guided meditation, accessing certain information, and there's going to be takeaways with the tools and the different processes. The game of life in general is in a huge accelerated upgrade. And our physicalities are being upgraded. And what better way to do it than to access our true self? Because the more we use it, the more we access it, the much more quickly we can move through the various parts. Now, I know this is not a race, and it's not like I need to get through all of this. It just means that we will go through various experiences that will be beneficial and we'll move through it more quickly. We'll go through it, experience it, and be able to release it very quickly. We also will be able to see what no longer serves us, and that way we don't have to repeat it and we can let go of those parts of it. We may have things that are already obsolete that we don't even have to experience, because there are things that we may have streamed through past lives from a soul perspective as unfinished business. We may have things that we have taken on through a lineage, or that we have even volunteered to take on from a human perspective when it comes to what we call the innate, or what we can call from the entity aspect of ourselves. But we also have agreed from, I say, our soul families, for example. So we will be moment by moment, if you want to call it that way, but to review on a regular basis what is current, what is not current, what is available, what's not available, what is acceptable at this point in time is something we still need, and what is current, because that's the main thing. What may have certain level of importance when you arrived here may not have the same level of importance, because we're so fast-tracking and there's others that are actually completing it that we can actually access those completion components and we don't have to repeat it. The more we access our higher self, our true self, we'll be able to be more efficient in seeing what is current and necessary and beneficial. The same thing with traditions and other things that we bring into our aspects of life. We will see how much of it will serve, and we will see how much of it we need to still hold on to or play out. And if we do choose to play out any of it because it still serves, we will do it in a very accentuated way and much more quickly move through it so that we don't get stuck in any particular pattern that we have in the past. So you can see all the benefits of accessing our true self. So the retreat is designed to help you do so, because that's been kind of the main call at this time. And June, and also the dates that it came in, was all orchestrated. And it was orchestrated by everybody that's choosing to participate. It's orchestrated by the collective. It's orchestrated by the energies that are coming through the planet at this time. And while we're doing all of this, the ones that are going to be participating will be all fundamentally involved and be a catalyst of all of this that's taking place. So you become the receiver, you become the participant in it, but you also become the conduit, let's call it that. And each one of us, as we're going through that process, because this is a transformational retreat, that's why we call it transformational retreat, accessing your true self. You will go through a transformation, but you're also streaming into the collective the opportunity for many other aspects of yourself to go through the same transformation. And I know sometimes people say, well, you know, bad enough I need to go through my stuff. Why am I doing this for the collective? Well, remember, the collective is other aspects of yourself. And one thing we need to remind ourselves is that whatever we do on a collective scale, we're doing to ourselves too. But not only that, for us to advance fully, it is done collectively. It's not done separately. So with that taking in mind, when we are doing it, whatever we are doing, not only on a personal basis, and we're doing it on a collective basis, it basically changes the whole paradigm and all the game of planet Earth. So it actually enhances us and supports us. It's like a wave, like we're transmitting all this that we're doing, but it comes back as a powerful wave to uplift us, to carry us, and to facilitate us to even go further. And that's how powerful it is. So it's not something that you're doing, okay, I got to do this because, you know, all the other aspects of myself need it, you know. We're all part of that. So there's nothing outside of us or separate of us in any way, shape, or form. And that's always been the case. So is there anything else you want me to cover there, Antonia?
Well, you did an amazing job of going through every single question.
Oh, okay. So then I can cover the rest of it.
I think you can cover the rest of it. I think maybe, you know, a question that comes up a lot of time for people is, and I think I know that you will do this at the retreat as well, is sometimes is trusting yourself that you are connecting with your higher self. A lot of people, you know, often have the belief that, you know, they can't hear their higher selves or they don't trust it. Is that just my mind playing games on me? Is that my ego playing games with me? So why don't we, just for everybody's benefit, just cover briefly, how do you know, how do you feel when you are truly connected to your higher self as opposed to it coming from ego, or is it your mind just playing games on you?
Right, right. Okay, excellent, excellent question, because that, yeah, that is quite commonly asked, because, I mean, the thing is, too, with even certain situations, you know, even the people that are a little bit more connected or a field that are more connected and have been utilizing their higher aspects of themselves have run into the same situation where, for example, they feel that they've been guided, and they start taking some action in the direction that they feel guided, and then with the expectation that they're going to have a smooth little ride, and then sometimes it doesn't always turn out to be that way, and a lot of times, you know, it can be much more accentuated in a different way. And then, of course, the trust issue comes in where, you know, you can't trust your higher self because why would it lead me into that particular experience? You know, again, if you're led in that direction, which in most cases you are, regardless of where it's coming from, it's going to serve you. However, by accessing your higher self, you'll be able to see the perfection in it, and also what you need to gain from it and what you're going to expand through it and then move through it. But when it comes to the fact of, you know, How do I know the input's coming from my higher self, or is it coming from my ego mind, or is it coming from a transmission from, you know, from the collective, or is it coming from, you know, from a lineage connection from families or whatever it is? Because a lot of times we hear our own parents or other people in our head because of the fact that, you know, they're streaming that information. Now, of course, that still serves in a way, or many ways, actually. But we want to say, okay, I want to connect with my higher self and know where it's coming from. And this is where it comes beneficial. There's a couple of ways you can do that. One way is to actually do a quieting of the mind process, okay, and start practicing that so that you actually are able to listen to yourself or hear that higher perspective, because you can ask the question and be very careful, be very quiet and carefully listening to what is coming to you. Now, one of the ways you can tell the best is that when your higher self is speaking, it doesn't come very bold. Now, there'll be sometimes it would just say, I've told you this, or, you know, would share it in a way where it's a little bit firmer, but it will not trigger fears. It will not trigger emotional charges. The emotional stuff that reacts afterwards is usually the ego mind that triggers all of that stuff, because it basically doesn't want to react, or, you know, take that into consideration because of the fact that, oh, wait a minute, no, I'm still playing the game of this, whatever that may be. So your higher self will come very peaceful, very quiet, will say whatever it says, and then the rest of it is just reaction mode. A lot of times, and this is why we did that little process in the beginning, is because if the mind is in a reactive state and we're panicking and we're in anxiety and we're having all these emotional charges going on, that gets all drowned. So by taking a few minutes and quieting the mind, or even listening to the little process we did, or just focus on the breath and accessing that, you can hear it a lot clearer. And then if you need to have a dialogue further besides just getting the answer and say, okay, if I choose to do this, how is this going to benefit me, or how is this going to? Now, you could do that while you're in that quiet state and with your eyes closed and just have the dialogue. The other way is what I've shared in the past, is to basically write that down. Write down the question. Well, first you do the process of quieting the mind and getting to that, and then you can ask the question. Or you can write all your questions down first, then go through the quieting process. Now, I know sometimes people say, well, you know, when I'm in emotional charge, I have lots of stuff that I, you know, write out that are pretty volatile in state. And that's okay, too. Right? So you quiet the mind and so forth and then ask. But, you know, when you're quiet in the mind and when you're asking the question again, when you're looking at what you wrote, it may take a different form. And then you basically direct it to your higher self and say, or true self, and say, okay, I truly want to understand here. I'm not going to try to figure out why is this happening to me, because this is the thing. When we're going in and saying, why is this happening to me? We're looking at something to blame in a way. It's happening to me because I screwed up here, I did this, I did that, whatever it is. But that's never the case. So the point is, when you ask the question and say, okay, I'd truly like to understand the role that this particular sequence of experiences are taking place right now. I'd like to understand the role of why all of this is playing out. Well, what is there that you're trying to show me? What is there that I need to observe and possibly shift at this time? Then you will get a much more clear and direct answer. See, a lot of times we're in reactive mode and we want to shut down anything and everything, and we're just pissed off, sort of thing, if you want to call it that. And you're going to, in that state, even though you're getting some pretty high-level communication, it's going to be very difficult to be even receptive of it. So the quieting part is very key in being able to access that. But also how you ask the question, because when you're in a quieter state, then you can ask the questions as I have formed it, in a sense, okay, I truly want to understand. I truly am ready to shift this. And you may even be open and say, yes, I may have a reactive mode at this moment because I am kind of pissed off or fed up with this sequence of experiences or these patterns of repeated experiences. So therefore, I know that it is in my life, and you're going to say that. I know that this is in my life, that it's there for a purpose. And I'd like to understand the purpose. I would like to gain what I need from this purpose so that I can actually move forward. And even without the intent of saying, oh, I want to just escape from this sequence of patterns, because a lot of, that's what most of us are doing, is running away or wanting to, you know, stop a particular experience or something of that nature. We're not there to stop it. We're there to see how it serves, gain what we serve, and then just dissolve it completely. Because then it doesn't have to repeat ever again. And the patterns also change and things dissolve. So the first key thing I say, the answer that comes in from your higher self or your true self is every very common, quiet, and directive. But if we are in that reactive mode, quiet the mind first. And then be able to access it. But when you access it, ask the question in a way where you actually are curious to know, or I shouldn't say curious, but intently knowing, okay, let's see what we need to gain from this. By presenting it that way, not only are you getting an answer that will be beneficial for you, but you also get the energies to support you. There's a calming effect. So you may be, say you were experiencing anxiety. That anxiety will melt. Even the pattern of thoughts that would have continued starts to dissolve. It actually disrupts it. It's a pattern disruptor when you're accessing that part of it. So that's why it's very key to you know, quiet the mind, then have the communication. Now, as you become more proficient and be in a quieter state and more of an observer state, you don't even have to do that exercise because, in essence, it's there available all the time. You can just quiet the mind, or you just on the move. As the observer, you're looking. First of all, you're seeing all the time. The dialogue is always there. You don't even have to ask the question. You may be just walking down the street, and all of a sudden your higher self or true self says, hey, listen, let's observe that. What do you see there? How would you respond to that if you were just in the human mind? Or, yeah, how would you see that differently? How would you reframe that, shift it, or create a different way of looking at it or responding to it? Or it would say, listen, look, you're noticing a certain pattern that's coming up for you, and be able to see it and be able to shift it. But the other part that comes in, though, it's also key, is that when you're having a dialogue or communication observing for someone, say you're in the family dynamics, just to give you one example, and they are playing a certain pattern, because you have access to your higher self much more easily, you will be able, while you're in that process of, say, interactions with the family dynamics, very easily you will be able to shift it by just saying what you need to say that may come flow through you. So your higher self is saying, look, this is the pattern they're playing. So you're going to share with them, look, this is the pattern you're playing, and you'll help them walk through it. Or just even saying a word, or just eliciting that particular energy. And that's it. So we'll get to play with a lot of different ways to utilize your true self and how to access it through different experiences, through different conditions in your day-to-day life. But, and also break down the pattern of non-trust. Because what happens is, when we start having many different experiences that are perceived as negative, and we have others that play the role of giving us advice, and then the advice actually only accentuates a certain experience, at times what happens is we tend to have a sort of a filter pattern that we set up in ourselves of non-trust. Because how can I trust them when, you know, they've said other things that didn't work out or anything like that? And this happens to also the input that we get from our higher self. Because if we get an input from the higher self, hey, these are some of the steps you need to take, and we start taking those steps, and then the steps actually accentuate a particular experience, it's not that we're getting bad direction or bad advice, or if you want to call it that. It's allowing us to get to a point where we can saturate that experience and gain what we need to gain, and then transform it and shift it, and then it'll give you different directions to help you shift it. Plus, when you're accessing your higher self, you also have a very comfortable sense, a feel, because a lot of us feel alone when we're going through some intense experiences, but also when we are experiencing life day to day. You know, we start to feel alone. We feel that, wow, I don't have my higher essence of myself with me. I don't have my soul family with me. I don't have anything with me. I'm just lost in this human experience. By accessing your higher self, that loneliness really is not the same. Because you won't. You won't feel that. You feel, with that connection, you not only feel of all existence, but you'll also be able to connect with anyone at any point in time. So if you want to have a conversation with a particular soul, you do. This is all part and parcel of that. See, there's many, many, many levels of connections that we have. I'm looking forward to actually explain more of that and also play with more of that. Our intention is also to have a little webinar, if you want to call it that, prior to the event to just kind of set the stage. Prior to a retreat, I mean, to set the stage. We'll see if that happens. But regardless, I mean, at the retreat, we'll be covering all of that and really get you comfortable in how you can access it, but also to become much more familiar where it's coming from, if it's not the mind. Because we want to break down the non-trust, but also the fact of the self-questioning. Now, is that myself, a higher self, or is that my mind just generating stuff? You will be able to tell the difference. And the difference is one is more peaceful than the other. And you'll also notice that one of them is actually calming, has a calming effect too. Now, if you have a reaction shortly after that, that may be just the ego mind just saying, oh, wait a minute, no. What about this, 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 and this? You already got the answer. So, but if you access that other first part that came in that was very peaceful and you start taking action in that direction or shifting certain parts of it in that direction, then you'll notice that in essence those reactions start to shift anyways and you won't have it. See, it's not the why is what we need to ask. It's how can we engage and activate, utilize any part of whatever our experience is much more. So when we're asking questions, even with what I was teaching everybody last year in August when we had the last retreat about self-discovery and having a communication and dialogue with your higher self, and as we were writing it, the question would be, if some reaction came along, you say, okay, why am I feeling this way? And then you would get the story and then say, okay, that's happening. However, why is it still uncomfortable? Instead of saying, why is this happening to me? You could ask that with a genuine request and instead of just reacting and saying, why is this happening? Well, you need to see something. Okay, great. Then you shift the question. What do I need to see? What do I need to learn from this? What am I gaining from this? And then you write that out. Or you basically make note of what is coming. coming through, and you can direct walking through it. Does that give you some more clarification there, Antonia? Do you feel from what I've just explained, or do you want
to
elaborate in
really
a different direction?
I think that's really good, because those are often asked questions that I hear people saying, you know, because we talk about it, and then people say, yes, but how? And so I think it's good to go over that, and I know that you'll do a lot more work with that at the retreat, but I think for everybody, because especially with life being so crazy busy and so many things happening right now, you know, being able to, you know, gain the confidence to trust yourself and what you're connecting and hearing to, I think is really important. So thank you for further clarifying
even,
that.
Even your own personal experience, Antonia, I mean, how do you find with your connection with your higher self? I mean, are there times do you feel totally disconnected and other times you feel connected? How do you usually tell the difference between the two in your own personal experience?
So for me, you know, just as you had said, is that it's taking time to shut down the mind and to be very quiet. And you know, those are really easy words to say as we speak right now, but sometimes there's a million and one things going on around, and it's actually, it takes time to shut down the mind and be able to be in a quiet space. And that's why I think, you know, the retreat like you're hosting is important, because I find that the busier life gets, sometimes it's really difficult to sever that emotional connection, right? Because the mind tends to, the ego mind tends to always jump and race back in and jump and race back in. So it's being able to put the pause so that you can quiet to listen. And then when you do, yes, you know, sometimes, you know, I'd almost say it's a quiet, firm voice. You know, it's not a screaming voice. It's sort of a quiet, knowing voice. Is what I would call. And then sometimes what happens is we run around in life and we just go, 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 go. Sometimes we forget to, you know, listen to our higher selves and something, because we think, well, these are just the daily life things and we're too busy, it doesn't matter. And then we tend to want to access our higher selves, you know, when we're in a struggle phase or when we want an answer right now, mm-hmm. which is usually, you know, the more difficult time to put yourself in that space. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as you said, as you were saying, is to get in the habit of, for the easier things, just going within and quieting the mind, going within and getting your answers, so that then when we're hitting, you know, the panic or, and you know, something right now, then it becomes easier to do that. I think that's how I would describe it. It's a tool. It's a connection we all have, but that we often have lost the connection to, just because of life. And like anything else, the more we reconnect to it, the more we allow it, then the stronger it becomes, and the more confident we become in being able to just be there. And you know, and that's where you access all those words that we hear all the time, like being in the flow or feeling authentic or coming from unconditional love. That's where all that happens. And sometimes we wish it would happen with a magic wand and boom, bang, there you are. And that can happen that way. But I think for most of us in the human experience, it's taking the time to let ourselves, give us a space to re-experience ourselves over and over. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, too, with what we're going to be doing at the retreat is that people are going to leave with not only practicing some of these processes and so forth and be able to access, but also with tools, takeaways, you know, with tools. Like, for example, there are going to be certain meditation activations that can be utilized to recenter and rebalance and to be able to go on, and because, you know, life gets challenging at times and we kind of lose our balance, and then it's like anything, you know, we start losing our balance and then we stagger around for a while. So if we can stop for a little while and just kind of center and utilize some of the tools that you'll walk away with, then, you know, it's almost like, okay, I'm now on a good footing again and I can start walking through it. And each time you get off balance, you can use it again, or if you want to make the footing even stronger, you can utilize it. But eventually it becomes automatic. So what we're doing is deprogramming and reprogramming. We're deprogramming our unnatural state, and we're reprogramming our natural state, which is already there as a baseline, but actually upgrading it. So that's kind of part of the process that is going to take place. And now I know the question comes up, you know, with the fact, if you can be there live, great, because it's a different experience being live, in person, let's put it that way. If you can't be in person, then there's also live stream. And you get everything the same. The only difference is there's some, you're not going to be surrounded by the nature, but you'll be streamed energies from everyone that's participating in nature. Will be streamed to you anyways, so you'll get somewhat of a simulated experience too, but it won't be the same as being present. Now, as I said, it's on the 9th to the 11th. It's a powerful weekend that is already energetically supporting it, and this is why that particular date was chosen. So as for people knowing what it is, we're going to talk about Eastern time. It starts on Friday. For the people that are coming live, the check-in is at 4 o'clock, anytime after 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock on. We'll be serving dinner at 6:30, and we'll be starting at 8 o'clock with an introduction, with a talk, and then a meditation activation to get us kind of all set and in our space, if you want to call it that. And then, of course, we'll start again Saturday morning, and Saturday morning we'll be starting, you know, there'll be breakfast at 8 o'clock, and the workshop, or what we call the retreat process and everything else, will start around 9:30, and it will end at 9 p.m. at night. Of course, we'll have breaks in the day, and we'll have time to go walk in nature. We'll have different processes. We have a labyrinth that will be utilized, which Kimberly will be doing that part of it. And, of course, we're going to have a nice little conversation outside in nature itself. Then after the 9 o'clock or near the end of the day, we'll have another another meditation activation that will probably be the main one. And after that, we could either go rest, or if the weather is nice, in the sense we're not having pouring rain, we will have a campfire where people can kind of connect and be, you know, in that environment and be supportive in that regards. And, of course, we get to start the next day at also at the same time, breakfast at 8 o'clock, and we get started for the day at 9:30, and we end at 5 o'clock, of course, with lunch and everything else in between and breaks and whatever else. So anyone being at home, you'll be sent a schedule when to be on, when not to be on. You can duplicate some of the things. For example, if you're in a place where you could actually go and walk in nature, when we go do that, then you'll be supported that way too. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to transmit while we're outside in nature. We're going to look into that because there are some technologies we can utilize that I may have. I just have to kind of see if that's possible, so that you could still be involved with us while we're outside. But if that doesn't happen, then you can just go for, you know, connecting with nature, because we're going to create that supportive energy for everybody. And that's it. I mean, you can be part of it. Now, for people that cannot be there available for that weekend, you can actually purchase the live stream package, and then you will get all replays for it. So we'll have video replays, we'll have audio replays, we'll have all the handouts, And then we'll also get the meditations, activations separate as a replay, but also with binaural beats and background music, depending on which one will be conducive to that. So I'm not saying all of them will have it, but in the ones that we feel that will be supportive, and it'll be very gentle in the background, we're going to actually make it much more gentle, just to kind of support you so that whenever you are having a particular sequence of activations within yourself where you're being triggered or something of that nature, you can use these meditations to kind of bring you back to that natural state. These meditations will be energy charged. It will be also consciousness charged, and it will also create an opening within yourself. So regardless if you're there live stream, live, or just accessing it after the retreat, all of it will be supportive, and you will be able to get pretty similar experiences from it all. So we invite you to be part of it. And, this was created so that it will support you through the next phase of this journey. Because anything that we produce or put together, we're guided to do. And it's for you guys. It's for all of us at this point in time. And we do it in a fashion to prepare us for various waves that come through. And so people are asking for tools. Sometimes they're saying, well, you know, I feel alone. I feel isolated. I feel this is a good time to come together. This is also a good time to get equipped to better navigate as we move forward in the rest of 2017 and into 2018. Of course, we'll have other things that will update us even further along the way. But right now, this is what is being made available for all that feel called to participate.
Mm-hmm. And with that, our time has come to an end. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Even with our technology hiccup, we're come to the point where, okay, we're done.
We're good. So just to everybody again, it's wonderful to be together. I know we miss each other a lot. It's wonderful for Frankel for being here. All the recordings will be sent out to you, if not by tomorrow, by Friday, so that you have all the replays. Please do register, whether you can attend live here with us live or via the webcast. Sorry, via the live stream. So it's the same webcast because we're on the webcast tonight. Or via the live stream. I know that it's a year for a lot of change, and the people have been asking us for tools. So this is a powerful tool for you to be able to do that with. If you're listening via the live stream, sorry, via the webcast, towards the bottom right hand of your screen, there's a click register here for the retreat button. You can click all that. It'll port you right over. Also, in all the emails you've been getting, there's also been the links in there. I know that Franco will send out the replays. As I will within the next couple of days, you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to download the newly done Quieting the Mind activation, which is always great. So please do use those tools, and we'll probably be coming back to you with more programs to support all of us in going through with this year. Okay? So with that, Franco?
Yeah. Anyways,
anything you want to say in finishing and just wrapping up and saying goodnight to everybody?
Yes, I will. With everything else, when you go to the site where you can register, I know, Antonia, you had said keep the choices simple or limited, but, you know, to kind of reduce the communication where, you know, uncertainty, or what options do I have? We have included, when you go to register, many different options, depending if you want a single room or if you want double occupancy or shared room. There's also options where Once we've achieved the minimum, there's also the option for camping per person. That will be made available. And then, of course, the people that want to, that cannot come for the whole weekend, for these people that are coming, there's also the option to come either 2 days or to come for the 1 day, just to come for either the Saturday or the, just the Sunday. And also, if you have alternative accommodations, there's various different options available. We made it as flexible as possible to meet people's requirements. Please spend the time to kind of read the different options so that you kind of can choose what feels best for you. I mean, and we also have a early bird promotion at the moment until the 14th of May. So we basically have, 11 more days for that. So there is a discount that's available if you register ahead of time. Our intent is to kind of fill the space so that we can have the grounds for ourselves, and we've kind of committed that we need to have a certain amount of people so that we do not have any other activities going on at the same time. So we have the full 200 acres for ourselves, and we have all the rooms to ourselves, and there's no other energies except for the energies that we're going to be creating. Sometimes there's other retreats going on at the same time. It's a fairly large place, but at the same time, we wanted to have it exclusive and hold that energy. So we've booked the whole thing, and so if we can have a certain amount of people live there, then it will help us support to pay for reserving the whole place, which we have gone ahead and do. And this is the reason we have done the what we can call the early bird, so that we can get a more accurate number, and we can kind of prepare accordingly. Now, that doesn't mean you cannot register. You can register after that, right up to the last minute if you want. But we prefer ahead of time so we can kind of prepare everything and let them know the staffing. And plus, we can open up the campsite, too, because the camping is available. But unless we meet a certain requirement of 30 people using the accommodations, we can't really open the camping. So they said once you've met the 30 lodging spaces or filled up one side of the cabins and whatever it is, then we will allow camping. So this is why we'd like to open that up as quickly as possible once we have the reservations. And it's a beautiful place. I mean, it has a lot more accommodations than some of the other places we've been to. So it's an upgrade in that regards. And I look forward to share this with everybody and really have an amazing transformational retreat. And the retreat, like the word itself, it says, it's an opportunity to step away from your daily routine and to immerse yourself in a completely different environment, completely different energy field, completely different way of interacting with like-minded people, and to really feel that you're doing this together as a team and make some new friends and new connections too. So join us.
Absolutely. And so with that, everybody, we're going to say good night. Namaste, sending you lots of love. It's wonderful being here together tonight. Look to your emails to get further updates so that you have all the information that you need. We look forward to being with you at the retreat, whether you're here live or online. And with that, namaste. A big, big thank you for Franco for being able to be on tonight's call. We've missed you so much, and it was so wonderful to be together once again tonight.
Well, I appreciate it, and I really enjoyed my time with you guys, too. So I look forward for more.
Okay, everybody, with that, namaste. Send you great love, and good night.
Good night, everybody.